It was on the evening of October 23, 1852, that I arrived in Nevada City, accompanied by my husband. We had traveled by stage since the morning from Sacramento. Our road for the last 8 or 10 miles was through a forest of trees, mostly pines. The glory of the full moon was shining upon the beautiful hills and trees, and everything seemed so quiet and restful that it made a deep impression on me, sentimental if not poetical, never to be forgotten. Ellen Clark Sargent wrote that long after she'd arrived as a bride in the gold town of Nevada City. She'd married Aaron Augustus Sargent in Massachusetts because they believed in the same things, like abolition of slavery and woman suffrage. California had been a state for 2 years, and the carriage arrived in Nevada City in 1852. Ellen and her husband played a part in shaping the future of the state and the nation. Ellen gave birth to 2 children, and in 1869, founded the first woman suffrage group in Nevada City. She worked to elect her husband to Congress and later the Senate. He went to Washington, D.C. with a bill for woman suffrage in his pocket and was laughed off the floor. After Aaron's death in 1871, Ellen quietly continued the battle for the vote. Her friends included Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and Abigail Scott Duniway. All refused to remain second-class citizens. They were vilified by the press, verbally crucified by representatives of the churches, ridiculed by politicians, ignored by the government founded on principles of equality. In a letter, she noted that many women seemed content to be glorified servants of the male ruling class. "And to think," she said, "they could change it if they would. Why do they not blush and arise in their might and inaugurate a true republic in keeping with this enlightened age?" In 1900, at the age of 74, Ellen went to court to protest the payment of property taxes. She said it was taxation without representation, because as a woman, she was denied the vote. She lost again. Ellen was one of the half-dozen most influential pioneer suffragists, giving her time, energy, and money for the cause until her death in 1911. 1,000 people gathered at the Dewey Monument in San Francisco's Union Square to honor her memory. The president of the California Equal Suffrage Association said it was her strong conviction that the ballot in the hands of women would help to redeem the world. Women gained the right to vote August 26, 1920. The 19th Amendment was ratified exactly as Ellen's husband had introduced it 40 years before.
Ellen Sargent, presented by Joanne Chartier. Her story is a project of the Women's Collective of KVMR-FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at www.kvmr.org or 530-265-9073.